Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, January 23rd, 2024. 2025? Man, I knew I was going to do that at least once this year. I did it. There it is. We have our great friends in right now, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension. Laura, always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for letting us come again.
And you brought a friend. We have Trina Boris with us, AmeriCorps, from AmeriCorps. Trina, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time. Did I get it right? Boars? Did I get? Oh,
yep.
Good. All right. We're here to talk about a couple of things today. Laura, I'm very interested in AmeriCorps and talking about that. And we have something, a fun event coming up with that as well.
You bet. So AmeriCorps is kind of like the stateside Peace Corps, if you will. So we've got people who serve, and their goal is to just help improve communities. And Trina's goal here with serving Wood County 4-H is to help us expand the reach of the educational programs we do for young people. One of the things, and we've heard Governor Evers talking about this recently, is that mental health for young people, it's really a huge problem right now. And so one of the things that 4-H takes pride in is that when we help youth discover their sparks, the things that really get them excited, the things that make them want to learn, that make them want to get involved, that's a really beneficial thing for mental health. And unfortunately, I am just one person. And so I am so excited that we get to partner with Marshfield Clinic Health Systems and their AmeriCorps program, which has brought Trina on board.
Yeah.
So Trina started service here in January, and she's going to work with us all through August. And well, I'm going to let Trina introduce herself too, but I'm just going to tell you, she's a full-time student too. Yeah. So one of the programs that we've come up with that will do both, it'll help Trina succeed at school, but it'll also help get young people involved and hands-on learning and discovering new things, is Take and Learn Kits. Trina's going to, you know, she is the expert on the Take and Learn Kits, but I think over and over again, what I want to emphasize is this is free and it is open to all youth in Wood County. They don't have to be 4-H members. And so if you like what you hear us talking about today, please reach out because we want your young people involved in the programs. So
we are going to dive right into the programs, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. And every little bit of research I've done on this, this seems like, and especially what you were touching on there, Laura, really like a great program, great ideas, but also very, I would say, vital right now in our current climate and everything, especially for our youth. And Trina, while you, you certainly, we've had this laid out by Laura, some of the connection here, but you have an even deeper connection with our 4-H. You've got some ties, some roots to this.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Wisconsin Rapids. I grew up in the Schneider 4-H Club, and I loved doing it in growing up from when I was young. And I started taking more positions leading the club, and I learned that it's actually leading me to what I want to do for my career, which is elementary education. I learned that I love working with students and just teaching them things that they didn't even know was something to do, and projects and doing things like that. So yeah, I loved growing up in 4-H and around Rapids, and I'm excited that this position is going to help me dive deeper into it.
It seems like a natural progression for you from doing 4-H to going into AmeriCorps.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And to be able to take those skills, do those things, is got to feel really good to be able to do that and help out youth and everything. But to do it in your hometown, to be able to do it in your, that means something a little bit extra, I imagine.
Yeah, it does. It means a lot to come back and help out clubs in my area and set up some fun activities and programs for them.
Before we go too far, though, I do want to credit you for doing this as well. I work with a lot of younger people at Second City and teaching and acting wise and everything. And I'm blown away by your generation and by just time and time again, the kids I meet and how they are working. They seem to be getting this right, Laura, where they found the balance. And I'm not trying to speak for you guys or anything, but just from an outsider perspective, it really feels like so much of your generation has this balance of, I need to make a living, but I want to do some good. And I want to find the way to be able to do both. I marvel at that. I wish I had that blueprint when I was a kid. It's really cool. And it also is very helpful. We appreciate it. I appreciate you not only being in here today, but as Laura said, you're a full-time student. We would understand if that was your focus. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're doing both of these, I'm happy to hear about the educational benefits to it as well, because I feel like you deserve it for one, but also hopefully it incentivizes more people to do what you're doing.
Yeah, and I would just say, so it's only been a few years, we all heard about the Schneider 4-H Club fire. Trina was in her club leadership at that time, right? Oh. So when you talk about this generation being willing to take on the hard work and balance things out, Trina was right there. She was not like, she was not handing everything off, right? There was a lot of work to be done with organizing and planning and coming up with new plans and shifting the meeting. Like all of that, she was in it for there. And you know what? She's back for more. You got to love it, right?
Thank you for that, Laura. That's awesome. That's and not surprising at all. I've known her for 2 seconds, yeah. And I'm not surprised at all. Trina, before we dive into the Take and Learn kits and some of the fun with this, I wouldn't mind just taking a moment to get into a little bit more what AmeriCorps is. I really think it's a very unique organization that is not common knowledge maybe to people, but maybe with more conversations like this, we can get it to be.
Yeah, so AmeriCorps is all about like helping. We all get our placements and where we are needed. And in my case, it's going to be working with the 4-H extension programs and things like that. And it's just all about helping other people, helping in communities that need you. And I'm excited to implement that too in Rapids.
Before this, what have you been able to do so far with AmeriCorps, kind of learning the craft, if you will?
Yeah, so this is going to be my first term. I'm brand new to AmeriCorps, cool. So I'm cool. Kind of learning as I go.
Right on.
This is my second week in the job, too, so I'm brand new to it, but...
Hitting the ground running.
Yes, I really am. Yeah. And I go back to school on Sunday, so I'm trying to get a head start before I go.
yeah, I can imagine. So let's talk about the program. Let's talk about how people can attend and what they can expect with the Take and Learn kit and this fun event coming up.
Great. So this is just the first, right? Mm-hmm. So Trina set this one up to be active in March. But the goal is that every month, after March, there's going to be some new Take and Learn kit. So, Trina, do you want to talk about the specifics of this one that you've got going on now?
Yeah, for sure. So, with this Take and Learn kit, people that register, young people, are going to be doing a textured art project. So, they're going to be using essentially paper towel, glue, water, and paint to create like some sort of textured, essentially it's textured paint. Creating some sort of Mod Podge design on a canvas. So the example I did was an I Heart 4-H with the clover. On the flyer, there's more examples. And really, they can just get creative with it, too. They're going to get a couple different color choices in their Take and Learn kits. So when they sign up, then they'll pick up a bag of things that is needed for the project. And the thing I really like with this one is everything you could need for this project is going to be in the kit that you come and pick up. So the only things for this one they're going to need is a few drops of water and a pencil to sketch out their design. Those are the only things that you will need to supply yourself. Other than that, it comes with full directions that are made by me. Some of them may even have video directions. It kind of depends. This one will be a slideshow, but and those will all be printed out in there as well as available online, too.
And so this is something where it's not necessarily an event they have to go to. It's something that comes to them.
Yes.
Right. So once the kits are all put together, we'll have some different stations. So we'll be able to meet face to face for folks to be able to pick the kit up. But then they'll be able to do all of the work themselves at home at their convenience. And one other piece that I want to tie in here too is that Trina is the brains and the force behind creating these kits. She's also sharing them with Olga, who's our bilingual educator in the office. And so we will have Spanish versions available for folks as well. So really trying to expand that learning opportunity in spaces that I just could not do by myself, right? I am so thankful to have Trina and Olga as partners.
One of the things that I appreciate that you see, Laura, that we don't have enough people in leadership positions as openings and things that, you know, aren't in your vision. It's not something that's always easy to do, but I appreciate that so much. And it's to the betterment of our kids with that. It's about the kids first, and it really comes through with you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate that you coming up with something like this, Trina, because this is a fantastic idea. Quit showing off. No, this really is a great idea, and I imagine that going forward, you'll have even more fun and creative things to do. Speaking, and we've talked about this a lot, Laura, with 4-H and how kids learn. And for every kid that learns this way, there's a kid that learns that way. But one of the more universal things is, can they get their hands on it? Can they touch it? Can they feel it? Can they put it together themselves? And so often that breeds so much more, not only creativity, but really confidence in building these kids up. And when they build something and they make it and they see it, and regardless if it looks like the picture or any of those things, they did that. And they take some confidence and some feel good from that.
That's absolutely true. And one of the things is, you know, teaching young people that to get to that point of everything looking Pinterest perfect, mm-hmm. there's a lot of work behind that. And so one of the things that we always try to do is, you know, make things look doable and attainable and really encourage young people to keep working at that level that they're at, right? Rome was not built in a day. And all of the skills, whether it's a public speaking skill, whether it's an art skill, whether it's an engineering skill, none of that is something we are simply born with. And so 4-H works really hard to create safe spaces where young people can succeed at the level that they are at, understanding kind of the ages and the stages, the fine motor skills, the kind of, you know, those synapses. How do they all fire? Like, how are we thinking? Are we ready to just copy exactly what somebody else did, or can we start building in our own creativity? Do we need something like cookie cutters to trace around, or are we ready to do the freehand? A project like this, the textured art kit, that's wide open. You know, young people are able to go and do it in their own space and share ideas. The one thing I always encourage parents to do, though, is to remember, we're not looking to put something in the Louvre today, right? So let kids make mistakes. Let kids bring their own creativity and their own ideas into the project. Even if you think the colors clash or whatever else, it does not matter. What matters is the kids doing the hands-on activity themselves.
Miles Davis said it perfectly. I think there are no mistakes, especially in creativity, especially in art. And being able to make this however it turns out, however it looks, the skill set, the things that they were doing, that doesn't change. They that's reps. And the more they do those things, the more confident, the better they feel about them. And there is very few avenues and very few businesses in this world where that creativity isn't going to be put to good use. So as they build that confidence in their creativity, that's only going to benefit them as adults going forward too.
And, absolutely.
And so much of this is, you know, when we think about such a gigantic issue like kids' mental health, man, it just seems daunting sometimes, I think. But for those of us that have, you know, kind of grown up with this subject and known this for quite a while, I actually feel like this is one of the more workable ones that we can do some work on. We can actually help with this one. This one, where so many problems nowadays seem like they're so gigantic, this is one where I don't believe that it's rocket science. I think that so much of it comes down to certain things that you guys have touched on, listening to kids, really listening. I'm not saying you ask them a question and then you're immediately talking right afterwards. Actually hearing your kids talk, taking time and putting yourself in their shoes, having some empathy and everything, and understanding that, you know what, I have no idea what it's like to be a kid nowadays. I have no idea what it's like to be even a 20-year-old nowadays. It's a completely different world. Doing some of those things can only benefit us as a society, and certainly benefit these kids going forward. A program like this and activities like this build on that.
It's one of the things you and I have talked about before. It's like, you know, I didn't grow up in 4-H. And sometimes just thinking like, wow, how cool would this have been? Who would I be today if I had the caring adults in my life like 4-H emphasizes? What if I had been given this idea that, you know what, it's really okay to explore and continue to develop in this area as opposed to these spaces where somebody else thinks you need to, you know? One of the things I value most about 4-H is we do not have standards or a strict curriculum that we have to follow for every child. The 4-H path for every child is completely different from everybody else's, and that's okay because mm-hmm. the focus is on that individual's skill and life skill development is what we talk about.
So. Laura, had we had 4-H, we might have turned into Trina. We might be like her. That'd be pretty cool. and to that point, Trina, as you told us before and everything, that you start part of your roots to this and ties to this is being in the Snyder 4-H. How do you think that club, being a part of that, built you to where you are now?
Yeah, Schneider 4-H was a huge part of who I am today. Not only like the leadership positions I've served from a young age, it taught me organizational skills, talking to people in your community as well, especially when the clubhouse burnt down. And that was a big, I think serving as president at the time, and then I transitioned to vice president. But either way, I was still working with people in the community, just things like that. And then also, like I said, it led me to my career and what I want to do. And it's exactly why I'm thinking about also going into extension work too. So
good.
Not only life skills, but like people skills as well.
You, we are a phrase I think we use the most, Laura, you never know where a spark might start. And we often talk about that with other programs and other organizations and stuff. And here with 4-H, that spark got lit. That's pretty cool.
And you know what? It wasn't because somebody struck a match intentionally to create Trina she is today, right? It was just Trina accepting different opportunities that sparked her interest, right? And having a family and a community in 4-H that encouraged her to continue down that pathway.
Another thing on that, the opportunities part, and giving kids that opportunity, giving kids that chance, that confidence. I can almost remember when my father first let me start taking out the garbage. It sounds like such a simple little thing, but it was something big to him. Like, he always did that. And then finally it was like, no, you can do it. You know, what am I doing? I want to watch the game. And made me do it. But I, as a little kid, was like, oh, I get to do this now, and the responsibility and the confidence you build off of those things. Every little thing that goes on with a kid can do that, can build that to a point where you get these kids, not just like Trina, but kids out there that are just willing to do the things that we don't always see kids at that age do, and do it bravely and go full forward into it, fast forward right into it and everything. It's really unique and cool to see.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think about, we're planning summer camp and actually winter camp for our teens right now. But you know how many kids in third and fourth grade have never been allowed to carry a full glass of water or milk to the table for themselves?
Oh, wow,
right?
Man.
This is, you don't think about like what summer camp might be. You don't think about like the experience in the dining hall, right? Mm. Like at school, they've got a closed carton of milk. And you know what? Just discovering that they can do something like that. It's amazing. So for you, it might have been being trusted to carry out a bag of trash. Mm-hmm. For some of our 4-H kids, it's being trusted to carry a glass of milk or a glass of water.
It goes a long way.
All on their own, right? So there are so many of these tiny things that happen in 4-H, but all of them together, you know, do just what you say. Self-confidence, independence, and a belief that they can do more in the future, which is a key part too, right? It's you know, that hopeful thinking, that seeing the future as opposed to being stuck. And this is one of the issues that we have with a lot of young people today is suicidal ideation. They can't see a future. So all of the pieces that we're doing, we never address suicide directly with a fourth grader. But when we talk about all of the things like, oh my gosh, you can do this now. Just imagine, what are you going to do in the future? We're just trying to help plant those seeds so that they can see a future that is hopeful and fantastic for themselves.
God, is that intelligent. That's so good to hear. It's very real. It feels good just hearing that. As heavy as the subject is and as much as it pulls at our hearts, that feels good to know that part of it. And that, again, this is something we all can work on as a group, as a society. We all come together on these things and we can make them better. Programs like this, not only 4-H, but the added on of AmeriCorps with this, that's how we do this. We work together. And so much of it, too, is, I think, something that Trina's bringing to the table and the experience. And, you know, Laura and I talk about things, and hopefully they hear us, and it means something, but it means a lot more coming from you. It means a lot more coming from somebody who has experienced it, who has been through it, and is younger, quite frankly, that can relate to them on a different level. We need that representation. We need that so much in classes and different programs. So again, tip of the hat to you on this, Trina. I really do appreciate it. If people want to be a part of 4-H, Laura, before we get to tell them how to register for this event, register for these things, if people want to be a part of 4-H, whether they're a parent out there listening and they'd like their kid to be involved, or maybe they're an adult that would like to volunteer or help out or anything, how can they reach you? How can they do that?
I would say first step is always going to be to contact the office. We, the extension office is in the courthouse. All of our different programs are there together. But if anything is 4-H related or youth development related, just you can stop in, you can email, or you can give a call. So let me give the phone number. It's 715-421, 8439. Call anytime. You can leave a message. We'll get back to you. We do have a website. We do have a Facebook page. Like, all of those are also great things to follow. But whatever is the easiest entry point for you, I say that's what you go for. Look us up on Facebook, look us up on email, or give a call.
Mm-hmm. Just one other thing I'll add to that. There is a great, the 4-H Extension website, 4h.extension.wisc.edu. There's a 4-H interest form on there that's also an option. Yeah. It's a great one, too. So encourage you to do that. Keep in mind, right next to that is a make a donation button. Don't be shy about that either, if you know, and it helps out. And we're trying to do some good work around here, so that money is an investment. That is an investment, not just a donation. And as far as registering for the kits here, how can people do that?
So to register for the kit, the flyer will be on our Facebook page, Wood County 4-H. There is a QR code to scan to register, as well as the link on there. The registration for this one is due by February 21st, just because with me juggling school and work, I'll have time to put the kits together. And then Laura's going to be handling the pickups. So on the registration form, you'll find a spot to choose when you'd like to pick up. And yeah, just check out the Facebook page and...
Very cool. We will include this on our Good Morning Show and our Good Stories of the Day and make sure that we promote this even more. And I'm just warning you of this, of how many kits you might have to make, because we're going to try to make you really busy. We're going to, because it's a really cool program. It's a very cool thing. And we appreciate you bringing this to us, Laura and Trina. Thank you so much for the time, both of you, and what you're putting into our communities. We appreciate you.
Awesome. And thank you for helping us get the word out. So if we can continue to share these as the new monthly programs come up, we would love your partnership there.
Absolutely. Awesome. 100%. Absolutely. Sign me up. I might even try to get one of these kits. I might try to do this. I don't know. I can't draw a stick figure. I would glue my hands together more than likely. I would figure that out. But I might actually be texting you, Laura. I need help. I'm stuck.
The cool thing with these Take and Learn kits is this one is like arts and crafts related, but I'm excited to do some with like science STEM area. It'd be fun to do some with animal related things, since 4-H is largely a part of the animals. Mm-hmm. And other ideas like that. I'm actually giving people that do the Take and Learn kits are going to get a chance to give me feedback on what they'd like to see. So that's one of my favorite parts. I'm looking forward to seeing what they want and then planning around that too.
Just cooking over there. Just cooking. Good. Keep it up. Great work, Trina. Thank you. And thank you again, Laura. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you here at WFHR.